This is 6 Minute History. Why was Japan never colonized? There are three reasons Japan was never colonized: isolation, power, and lack of interest. So isolation, obviously it's an island, it's going to be hard to colonize an island. It's a distant island from, if we're talking about Western European colonization, they're going to have to get all the way over there, they're going to have to use a base, and there's not a lot of other friendly areas in the region that you can base from. But in addition to this, they had the Sakoku period, which was a policy of complete isolation. You have to imagine Japan was something like North Korea at the time. Its own people were forbidden to leave, and foreigners were forbidden to come. Only the Dutch and the Chinese had some kind of policy where they could do trade, and they could only trade in a few ports down south. China had a similar policy where they said, you know, we don't want you foreigners coming here to Beijing and interfering or dealing with us, so go down to the shithole of Hong Kong in the south and you can do your trade down there. What they didn't realize was that the trade with the foreigners was going to be incredibly lucrative, and in short order, Hong Kong per capita was far wealthier than Beijing, so maybe they should have let the foreigners come to Beijing. So there wasn't a lot of opportunity to go in there in the first place, and if you did go in there, then you run smack dab into the second reason that Japan was never colonized, which was their centralization. The Tokugawa shogunate, or just the shogunate period in the first place, was incredibly unified, cohesive. Different prefectures had their own political structures, and they answered to the shogun, and then the different shoguns answered to the top shogun. This structure meant that if you were to come in and try to pick off any prefecture, you were going to get a response that would be a cohesive response, like a single organism reacting. Not only was it politically centralized, but keep in mind, we're talking about samurai here. There was a period later on near the end, and there's a really good movie about this called The Twilight Samurai, where samurai become more bureaucratic figures, and they aren't the battle-hardened warriors that we think of. But for a very long period before that, they were, in fact, battle-hardened warriors, and you couldn't simply go in there and just kick a samurai hornet's nest and expect to survive. Let's think about it this way. The age of modern colonialism, European colonialism that we all think about, this began around 1500, right? With the European discoveries of sea routes, going around Africa's southern coast, which was 1488, and America, the discovery of America, which was 1492. The Qing dynasty ceded Hong Kong to the British Empire in 1842 with the Treaty of Nanjing. That ended the First Opium War. So this is around the period where the British power is at a level where it can come into Asia and start taking land. Okay, so around the 1800s, let's say, or maybe even the 1700s in an alternate universe where the West took a really aggressive interest in Asia really early on and decided they wanted to colonize it. So let's ask ourselves, what was going on in Japan around this time? Well, the Kamakura shogunate was the first one, which was established by Minamoto no Yoritomo, and that was in the late 1100s. That is where you get the beginning of a shogunal government, and the cohesion starts to begin from there. So you already have the entire region of Japan is becoming an organized military structured. And then you have the Tokugawa shogunate starting in 1603. Okay, this lasts until 1868. Now, the samurai class was at its largest and most structured during the Tokugawa shogunate. So that means that if you were going to have any chance of really taking on the full force of the samurai, you would probably want to get in there before 1600. And that just wasn't, Europe just wasn't ready yet. It just wasn't possible. But even if you could imagine that they somehow did get in there, what would that look like? Well, there are estimates that suggest that the samurai class constituted about 67% of Japan's total population at the time, which was roughly 30 million during the mid-Edo period. So that could mean up to approximately 2 million people who were members of the samurai class. 2 million people. The entire British army in the mid-1800s was not more than 200,000 men. Napoleon's La Grande Armée peaked at 600,000 men in 1812 before the Russian invasion. 600,000. And you're not going to get every single last member onto boats and ship them over to Japan. That's not going to happen. You're going to leave most of them in France. So what are you going to have? You're going to be coming at Japan with an army of what? Let's say, if you're the British, you might devote, I don't know, if you're absolutely out of your head, a quarter of your military. So 50,000 British conscripts who really don't know what they're doing up against 2 million samurai warriors. It's not until 1854 that Commodore Matthew Perry famously comes with the gunboats. He basically says, hey, we want to do trade with you guys. And Japan's like, no. And then he's like, look, he parks the gunboats out in the harbor. And then the Japanese feel pressured and the Treaty of Kanagawa is signed and they open up to trade. And that brings us to the third point, which is lack of interest. There just really wasn't any interest ever in colonizing Japan. There was an interest in forcing them to trade, which we did, and we also did that with the Chinese, but we never really made an attempt to do so. And when were we going to do it anyways? Obviously not at the peak of Japanese samurai power, but as soon as they opened up, they recognized they had spies in Europe for years. They were studying the Prussians, which is the best European military at the time, and they modernized, as we know the Japanese to be. They are perfectionists when they set their minds to something, as we saw with tech in the 80s. Probably the first thing that they ever copied from the West was military expertise, and they did that exceptionally well, defeating the Russians in 1904, which nobody thought was conceivable. And then you turn a corner, World War II, and they are in possession of one of the greatest industrialized militaries on the planet. The Allies didn't even know if they could defeat them. They were consuming all of Asia. And so for isolation, centralization, and lack of interest, Japan was never colonized and never could have been.